Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be mine, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. But essentially, I'm the host of the program, so I'm going to take a little privilege and open the program with something that is really very, very bothersome to me. And I want you to give this some very, very serious thought and help us get the information out. But you know, certainly the tragedy of the shooting down of Malaysian Flight 17 probably was an accident. Certainly we know that there were a couple of fighter jets very, very close to the plane, the Malaysian airliner, when it was shot down. And certainly we know that a couple of fighter jets were shot down here just today or yesterday. And basically, of course, I'm sure what happened was that the people, the rebels, saw those fighter jets up there. They fired to Sydney and the missile went up, but it didn't lock on the fighter jet like it was supposed to. It locked on the passenger plane, brought it down, and tragically over a couple of hundred people were killed. I think it was a mistake. That's exactly what happened some years ago with the downing of TWA 800. I don't know if you remember, but the Navy was having exercises over Long Island. They were putting up some missiles and then shooting them down with others. And well, then along comes flight TWA 800. And of course, the missile sees this bigger missile and locks onto TWA 800, brings it down. And it was simply a mistake. And I think that what happened in the Ukraine was a mistake. But it is being utilized. And there's a very organized, orchestrated effort to create the city hatred for the Russians and for Putin. And if you read the editorials in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and our local newspaper owned by Bill Gates, they're all suddenly demonizing Putin. Why would they be doing that? I mean, what possible useful purpose would that have? And why at this time in history are they demonizing Putin? Well, suddenly now there's a fascinating article. It appeared today by my favorite, well, I have two favorite writers. One's Paul Craig Roberts, former Undersecretary of the Treasury, and I've interviewed him, a wonderful patriot, and then, of course, Michael Snyder. But Paul Craig Roberts, former Undersecretary of the Treasury, wrote an article today, and it says, titled, Washington Orchestrated the Fraudulent Situation in the Ukraine, This Means War. Washington orchestrates a fraudulent situation in Ukraine. This will lead to war. And basically, the article goes on to say that suddenly 22 senators have submitted legislation to the United States Senate, and it has three parts. One, of course, is to begin to mobilize the people in Europe and the European nations against Russia. Secondly, to start building a string of anti-ballistic missiles surrounding Russia on the border between Poland and Russia. And thirdly, to encourage the dissident groups in Russia to actually rise up against the government and be critical of what the government is doing. This legislation has been submitted in the United States Senate. You haven't heard about it, but you need to get this article because, of course, the article concludes that this is an act of war, and it really is an act of war. Why at this time? I'm not saying it's going to happen next year, next month, or even this year or next year. But everything is being done. I know in Russia today we have people there that write and tell me that everything is being done to get the Russian people to hate the Americans. And everything is being done in America to get the Americans to hate Putin. And I am very, very concerned that serious times are coming. Begin making your preparations and hope and pray that I'm wrong and that Paul Craig Roberts is wrong. But get the article. If you can't get it, we'll send it to you.
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deborah Tavares is our guest. And Deborah, I apologize for taking the initial part of the program, but I really felt this is such an important issue. I want our listeners to begin thinking of it. I mean, the thought of a war with Russia, why, it's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And I would say that if I hadn't read from a reliable source that 22 United States senators have actually submitted legislation that, for all intents and purposes, is almost like a declaration of war on Russia. But I certainly go right ahead, Deborah. What are we going to be talking about this evening?
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for actually putting the show in this position, because declaration of war is on the global population and the global human family right now. And I know you and I have spoken in the past about the New World Order plans exposed by an insider in 1969. And I know that you entitled in a different title for people to acquire through you, but it's the transcript from tapes about the New World Order, in which they were recollections of Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan as he heard a talk by Richard Day in 1969. And I find it interesting.
Now, what is the name that you use? I've forgotten the name that I use for that. But what do you call it?
Yeah, it's on stopthecrime.net for anyone that's listening. Under the source document link, it's entitled NWO Plans Exposed by an Insider in 1969. NWO Plans Exposed by an Insider in 1969. And again, that's on stopthecrime.net on the source document link. And I want to just read to you, Dr. Stan, because I think it's very fitting in how you started the program this evening, because Dr. Dunnigan had this recollection with what Dr. Richard Day said that fateful day in 1969 about terrorism.
And incidentally, I did interview Dr. Dunnigan. Now, basically, we have a four CD set on this, three interviews done by somebody else and one interview that I actually did with Dr. Dunnigan, where he tells this amazing story. So go right ahead.
Well, yes, there's a segment in his recollection of what Dr. Day said about terrorism. And this is what was said. There was a discussion of terrorism. Terrorism would be used widely in Europe and in other parts of the world. Terrorism at that time, now remember, this is 1969. Terrorism at that time was thought it would not be necessary in the United States. However, it could become necessary in the United States if the United States did not move rapidly enough into accepting the world system. But at least in the foreseeable future, it was not planned, and very benignly on their part. Maybe terrorism would not be required in the United States, but the implication being that it would indeed be used if it was necessary. Along with this came a bit of scolding that Americans had had it too good anyway. And just a little bit of terrorism would help convince Americans that the world is indeed a dangerous place, or it can be if the Americans don't relinquish control to the proper authorities. Now, what we find, of course, as I know you know, Dr. Stan, we have terrorism advanced on every level in society now. We have terrorism in our schools through Common Core curriculum and through the curriculum that was advanced on all of us, because most people don't even know the true operations of our government. They don't realize that we have been a de facto corporate government construct since the Federal Reserve came into being. We lost our sovereignty back in 1913. But when you look at the documents that reveal themselves, 1933 up to now, which is a terrorist act upon all of us, that tells us as long as we remain in an annually extended national state of emergency, all orders go through the executive branch via executive statutes. I mean, we have executive orders that are unbelievable. They do not serve us. We are being run by a terrorist organization, a de facto corporate government construct. And I would urge everyone to take a look at Senate Report 93549. Understand the global human society are the targets by these globalists that are waging bankers' wars. In fact, a very important YouTube is All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. I would recommend you watch it. I would also really, really recommend everybody watch the YouTube, Psychiatry, an Industry of Death. Psychiatry, an Industry of Death. Just type that in and watch it. Because we're heading towards the sedation of society in all ways. We're under multiple terrorist attacks, again, through the school system, through the military-industrial complex, the attacks of the cell phone towers, all of the wireless communication devices, such as your cell phone, your cordless phone, any Wi-Fi hotspots that you go into in coffee shops. We're looking at antennas. In fact, just recently we learned that the telecommunication industry has determined in order to have effective coverage, they need one cell tower or antenna available for every 75 homes. This is horrific. These frequencies are attacks upon us. This is for mind control. The terrorism and the assaults are in so many layers at this point, shooting down of jets. Again, we were promised psychological warfare in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, as well as in the NASA war document, Dr. Stan, that we've spoken about before. In fact, in the NASA war document, it says on page 93, exploit the CNN syndrome, a serious psy war and collateral damage and exploitation. We're literally being exploited on every level of our humanity, and we really simply have to figure out how we're going to hold on to our humanity. Because with the design by the psychopath scientists who have indeed captured the scientific advances of very intelligent scientists and now are being used against us, they're literally redirecting and redesigning humanity as we speak, because we know that there is a transhumanism agenda redefining the definition of what is human. In fact, I would encourage everyone to go on to YouTube and type in madness in the fast lane. Madness in the fast lane. What you will see are sisters on the motorway in the United Kingdom that are hit by large delivery trucks and the like at about 70 miles an hour and bounce off. You think that they're probably dead, but one who is injured, has a broken leg, is frantically trying to get up. The other sister who's hit gets up and runs along the side of the causeway. This is all caught on police video. And then within a week or so, one of the sisters goes ahead and commits murder. Now, there's, of course, the suggestion that these women are literally genes of animals. And I leave that up for you to take a look at Madness in the Fast Lane and just take a look what is happening. We know that we're in a sci-fi reality now. We're literally living in 1984 on steroids. We're living in Soylent Green on steroids. I would recommend revisiting 1984 and Soylent Green and then understand what it tells us in the Iron Mountain, the report from Iron Mountain. Dr. Stannett said back then that to replace peace, there would never be able to be a condition where there was not terror or war being waged. That war was the requirement, the bond, to keep control over all of us by the few of them. There needed to be the creation of such fear that we succumbed to their rule. And this is permeated throughout all the documents. We can look at the climate action plans, just as an example of terror. In all of our communities right now, we're all being told we have to be microwaved and cooked with smart meters that are being deployed on our home, forced up on us. In many instances, people who have been getting sick, people who understand the documents that tell us we'll get sick and have been avoiding the smart meters have been forced to have their either a smart meter or their power turned off. The terror is rampant, and it's on every level. Another aspect of the terror right now in all of your communities, again, is the Climate Action Plan, as I mentioned. All you need to do is just simply type in the name of your city and policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You will be amazed that your cities are adopting these plans based on fraudulent science. This is all corporate consensus. This is all done by consensus. You hear that word at every meeting you attend. These are meetings that are set up by the RAND Corporation Delphi Technique, which trained facilitators come into these meetings. They orchestrate the direction of the meeting. You believe you have, as a public representative, a voice at these meetings. You do not. You do not. We're literally being steered by doublespeak and by trickery.
Well, let me just comment that we do have a wonderful 4-CD set on smart meters. And smart meters is simply a much larger plan. The smart appliances, smart grid, and it ties in, of course, to this whole electromagnetic attack on us. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the 4-CD set on smart meters. It's simply part of a much larger program. With us this evening is Deborah Tavares. We'll be back here in just a moment as we discuss the attack on America today.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Deborah Tavares, and we're talking certainly about the material you'll find on Deborah's website. Deborah has, as far as I'm concerned, the finest website or websites with all sorts of documentation on the things from the past where people who have been on the other side have actually explained exactly what was going to happen. We were talking a little earlier about Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan. Dr. Dunnigan was a pediatrician. I had an opportunity to certainly interview him before his untimely death. But Dr. Dennegan, of course, had heard a talk given by Dr. Richard Day, we're talking about 30 years ago or more, where he laid out exactly what was going to happen. He knew what was going to happen. He was a part of the insider, and they're suddenly talking even about how they were going to use terrorism. The 4CD set is called The New Order of the Barbarians, and I recommend, if you're going to get it, that you get the complete transcript with that. You need to have this information to understand what indeed is really going on today. It has all been laid out in the past, but we've simply forgotten it. We get off on this new tangent or that new tangent, and that's why Deborah's work is so important, because she has all of these documents, and so many of them are up on our website. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Just so that people are understanding some of the content in the 4CD set that Dr. Stan just told you about, it is important to understand that this reveals the power and the force of a group of men organizing and redirecting all change. This is a document about terrorism. Everyone that's listening right now, I'm thinking about terrorism, and I'm thinking about, as I mentioned earlier, the new Common Core curriculum that is the global curriculum to literally dumb down the entire global population, which has already been done prior to Common Core curriculum. But I want you to think about this. Parents are going to be taking their children to school here soon when school starts up after summer. They're going to give them a kiss and a smile and tell them to have a great day. Your child is going to go into your science class or their science class, and they're going to be taught that they are creating irreparable damage to the earth, that there's far too many people using too much stuff, and that their parents have contributed largely to the implosion of the possibility for them to have an earth that is livable. Your children are being terrorized and traumatized in kindergarten through 12th grade with sex educational programs that are vastly inappropriate. They're being brainwashed, and they're being walked through 12 years of systematic programming, brainwash, and mind control. Then they go on up into the university level. That is worse. So what we've done is we've allowed, by being brainwashed ourselves, for our children to march off and become dutiful soldiers, literally being co-opted from the family. Think of the additional chaos that your child feels if you happen to know and advocate that global warming is a hoax, but they're learning in school that it's real. Think about what that does to the family. This is all what is discussed in the New World Order Exposed document, how the family will become less of a hub and the value within the families will be diminished in importance because they're literally being severed. It goes and talks about food control, weather control. The food control is happening now here in California and across the globe. We have severe drought issues here in California. Again, it's all through the weaponized weather program, and we do really have the consequences of having weather systems steered away from us. But I can say to you that right now the goal is to privatize the water supply. This is terrorism. They're reducing the availability of water. We will not be able to grow the amount of food, sustain the population. The food will shrink in access. It will become more scarce. Every day we're hearing about a new contaminant to our food supply. Recently and right now we're hearing that peaches and apricots are now a problem. There's a recall for peaches and apricots. The fear is on every single level. This is terrorism maximized. Again, it's entering your homes now through these climate action plans. The smart meters are methods in which to literally fry you and cook you in your home, require that you have microchip RFID-chipped appliances. These are all policies. This is terrorism. This is terrorism being deployed on all of us in every single direction. And Dr. Stan, there's just nothing short of realizing that until we recognize the reality, we're not going to be able to really create the neighborhoods that are going to be required.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Deborah Tavares right here at Radio Liberty.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how to get to your website and how to get your information.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Go to www.stopthecrime.com. .net, www.stopthecrime.net. We've got a resource document tab on the homepage you can click on. We also have a quick links on the homepage that will get you to hot radio show topics. We have a plethora of newly posted documents. We're talking about terrorism, Dr. Stan, but before I do that, I also want to just shout out all the documents on our website are free downloads. And if you have difficulty in obtaining a document because you can't download it, then you can call a print shop that we have set up that for the cost of printing and shipping will send you whatever documents you would like. And that phone number is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. And Dr. Stan...
Now, let me just comment for our listeners. Deborah has the finest information you'll find anywhere in the country. take advantage of her offer. It's there. You need to get it. You need to pull it down. You need to make copies. And basically, she's gone through all of the documents that Cindy and I have lived through over the last 50 years. As so many of those things that we've talked about, she has actually recorded, and they're there. And they'll be at your fingertips when you go to her website. Don't pass this opportunity up. Get her material and then get other people to get her material. And Cindy, you will need to understand that many times people who have been part of the other side have actually come forward and told exactly what was going to happen. And of course, you can get that in this 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, for The New Order of the Barbarians, and ask for the transcript that goes with that. And of course, it was a transcript given by a man who was high up within the conspiracy and laid the whole story out well over 35 years ago. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, I'm going to discuss different levels of terror, because we not only have a weaponized terroristic medical society, we have a terror weaponized weather program. The economy is terrorized and weaponized. We have every level of every aspect of all these corporate agencies, the EPA, the U.S. Forestry, the Fish and Game, the air quality management. They're all giving wrong, skewed figures on our air quality. They're not even testing for the deadly particulates that are in our air as a result of the intentional spraying of us from the jets every single day. In fact, Dr. Stan, we have been really hit heavily here in Northern California for some time. This is all part of terror and reducing the population. And so I can say to you that I also recently found a Yale study, a survey on climate change. They've got a study out, an executive summary, to determine how the American teens look at climate change. And it's very disturbing, because Dr. Stan, that one of the biggest, the two biggest elephants in the room, at least in my perspective, is the fact that we have a de facto one-party government that is, of course, anti-life, anti-morals, anti-ethics. Everything is run through the executive branch, the executive order, according to Senate Report 93549, and the Clearfield Doctrine. I would recommend everyone at first understand the basis of our government, and that voting or running for office is just not going to change our reality. This predatory system is consuming all of us through policies and statutes, through a corporate system. And this is what people are not understanding. There's all these contracts and grants that are paying for this through our, the extortion of our money called the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve is, of course, nothing federal, and it has absolutely no reserve. The level, again, of terrorism runs deep. So it should be no new news that we're fighting terrorism abroad, and it's going to escalate. But we're fighting terrorists here on our own land every day now in your local communities, implementing plans that are terrorist-based. In other words, these plans are going to change everything in your life. Again, the deployment of smart meters, all of this, it's all terrorist deployment. The biggest threat, again, as I see it, is not recognizing that we have a fraudulent corporate government construct. And that's been posing as a government, and it's not. Just again.
Let me just comment on something. I came across a statement that basically I've read many, many years ago. It comes from Professor Carol Quigley. Professor Quigley, suddenly was a professor, taught at Harvard, Princeton. Suddenly he then taught at Georgetown University. He wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time in 1975. I went through his papers at Georgetown University in 1980, trying to understand who he was, where he got his information. And of course, he was certainly working for closely with the bankers who rule the world. And certainly in his book, Tragedy and Hope, he said this. Certainly the financial powers had another goal. That was none other than to suddenly establish a worldwide a financial system under in private hands that would be able to control the governments of all of the nations in the world and the economy as a whole. And of course, then he goes on to tell how the central bankers do this. They have their central bank meetings, their secret meetings every 2 weeks. They rule in a feudalistic fashion. Of course, he didn't understand that behind them were powerful spiritual and demonic forces. But of course, if you want that quotation, we get it for you from Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. We have a small group that runs the world. They work through the banks. Of course, and through that, of course, they're able to accumulate the money to control the media, to control the major corporations, education, the need to infiltrate our churches. The small demonic group runs the world today. Until people understand that, we don't have two parties. We have one party. They run both of them and make mockery of the electoral process. Deborah, go right
ahead. Well, yes, that's absolutely true. In fact, Dr. Stan, it runs even deeper than that, as you so well know. I'm just going to read a paragraph out of a letter that was written by a representative out of Missouri. His name was Representative Jim Guest, G-U-E-S-T. You'll find it on StopTheCrime.net under Hot Radio Show Topics. You can read the entire letter. I'm only going to read a portion of it. It was dated October of 2007, and this is regarding victims of electronic weapons of torture, another level of terror. Now, it's important to know that Representative Jim Guest was formerly a NASA scientist, and he wrote to the legislator. He said, "This letter is to ask for your help for the many constituents in our country who are being affected unjustly by electronic weapons of torture and covert harassment groups, serious privacy rights and violations, and physical injury are being caused by the activities of these groups and their use of so-called non-lethal weapons on men, women, and even children." So the assault, the terrorism has escalated now with the increases of technology. We're all literally going to be affected in the Fort Meade Army document, again, on StopTheCrime.net. You will read that 100% of the population will be adversely affected by the microwave frequencies that are literally bathing our planet. And again, that includes all wireless technology. And we know that telecommunications is actually part of the Department of Defense, as well as the Department of Energy. They're warring against all of us. We know that in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, they eliminated the right for the public to ever debate the location of a cell phone tower in their community based on concerns about health. That was forever eliminated. Why? Right now, the telecommunications industry is telling us that we need, again, we need one tower or antenna per every 75 homes in the city areas. They are literally cooking us. Now, let's talk about the deeper picture of this, Dr. Stan. I have some very important material. I have a book that people can download. It's called Mind Control. Were We Controlled? Were We Controlled? By Lincoln Lawrence. I'm going to read just a page out of this, a short couple of paragraphs. A professor is making some remarks recently to a scientific group that is of responsible men, and they realize shocking and frightening disclosures are coming, and the general public must be prepared for these disclosures. In a valuable and frank front page story, the New York Times headlined the story of Dr. Krech, that's K-R-E-C-H, actually, Professor Krech, K-R-E-C-H, he said in the New York Times, the headline story of his speech was called Mind Control is Coming. He warned and was quoted by saying, quote, "I don't believe that I am being melodramatic in suggesting that what our research will discover will carry with it even more serious implications than the awful, in both senses of the word, achievements of the atomic physicist. Let us not find ourselves in the position of being caught foolishly surprised, naively perplexed, and touchingly full of publicly displayed guilt. Now, what does he mean by that? We're all being hit now with frequencies at such a level that they're targeting the capability now of interfacing with our brainwaves for ultimate mind control. Now, I just said a lot in that sentence, and every single word is absolutely factual and completely substantiated by the documents on our website, stopthecrime.net. I can't underscore this enough. The nation is largely already has succumbed to different levels of mind control. The brainwashing is evident. Again, people don't even know who really discovered America. People don't know the facts of the current government. And then we can look at a YouTube, and I wish that everybody would. It's called Wires in the Brain. And this is a YouTube, and you're going to hear Rodolfo Linas, L-L-I-N-A-S, talk in this YouTube. He was a Nazi brain scientist that was brought over to the U.S. from Bogota, Colombia, to New York University. And he talks about brain interfacing and using nano, literally synthetic nanofibers that are self-replicating that will grow within the fissures of our brain. And that this is going to become a two-way transmitter radio, and we will be able to be controlled. Now, this is all part of what has occurred, sadly, in the entire chemtrail program that none of you are supposed to believe exists. It doesn't exist. Therefore, if it doesn't exist, there's nothing illegal going on over us every day in our sky. As our representatives that do not represent us deny everything that we are concerned about. They deny the chemtrails, even on a local level. We go to countless meetings exposing all of these realities. They look at us as though we're speaking Greek. Why is this? They're denying reality. And what they're doing, what they're really doing now with this entire mind control aspect is they're controlling the politicians. And they are capable of doing this through the frequency, through the food supply, through the vaccines, through the layers and layers of biological and chemical additives that have sedated society. And now that they have the sedation, they're able now to layer on all the levels of frequencies to literally control our mind. Another important document that talks about this is the Aquarius Operations Briefing. That is on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. Understand, the ultimate control is the control of all energy on the face of the planet. And the elite controllers, sociopaths, whatever you want to call them, are now able to control our minds. And this is why the cell phone towers are going up as quickly as they are. They interface with the Star Wars satellite system that is part of the overall surveillance system to track and monitor every single one of us. In fact, in the document that Dr. Stan and I were talking about in the beginning of the program, the New World Order plans exposed by an insider in 1969, and the CD set you can order from Dr. Stan, they talk about...
That's the New Order of the Barbarians, the New Order of the Barbarians, and you can get the transcript along with that if you ask for it, but go ahead.
Yes. Well, it tells us in there, and this is back in 1969, Dr. Stan, these capabilities have been available since the 40s and even earlier. But they say in that document they will know how people respond and they will make them do what they want us to do. That they will falsify science research. They have. That they would increase terrorism, which we've already talked about. That they would control the financial system. They would surveil us with implants and our televisions would watch us. Now we know our appliances are monitoring and watching us, even our light bulbs, for heaven's sakes. The monitoring construct that has been now set up throughout our neighborhoods and in all of our cities is nothing short of unimaginable. And people are still sitting on the side, not believing that this is really happening.
And of course, your cell phone can listen to what you say. Certainly your computer can watch you and record what you say. Go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. They talk about the use of drug abuse and how that would benefit the control within the neighborhood. They talk about allowing rampant, unchecked people marauding and going through your neighborhoods as a way to control crime. That ultimately people would ask and beg for curfews, ask and beg for martial law. And ultimately what we face is mind control. This is all being buried by all the disruptions and all of the events that are occurring at rapid pace now. That's the ability to control your thoughts, your moods, your reactions, and direct your body to do things that you would normally never do. This is what is happening now.
And it's so difficult for people to believe that there really could be anything of this magnitude going on, and yet there's no question that it is. And suddenly, if you get Deborah's material, you'll be as convinced as I am. I have been for many years that there is a force working behind the scenes that has a different worldview. They really believe there are too many people in the world. If you don't believe that they plan to kill off most of us, you need to see the Georgia Guidestones. The Georgia Guidestones, you can find them at our website at RadioLiberty.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, you enjoyed the conversation with Deborah Tavares. And you go to her website As incredible as it sounds, you'll find out that she has documentation for literally everything she's talking about. We want to mention we have a four CD set on mind control. A four CD set on mind control. We have that four CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians. Certainly, Dr. Dunnigan's story about what Dr. Richard Day had said 35 years ago about the plan, and it's all taking place today. Well, we have so much material. You need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can get us, and you'll find dozens and dozens and dozens of four CD sets and DVDs and all sorts of books and access to information that you're never going to be able to find elsewhere. Why do we do this? Why? Because, of course, we want to warn people of what lies ahead. And, of course, one of the things that lies ahead, we're going to be moving into a terrible, terrible war, a nuclear war. People shudder at the thought of that. It just couldn't be. I mean, it would disrupt, everything as we know it. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have no question now how bad it will be, how much of this will affect the United States, how much will affect Europe. But we do know that the war is coming, and suddenly you need to get Paul Craig Roberts. A recent article, certainly on Washington, is orchestrating the fraudulent Ukrainian crisis. Washington is orchestrating the fraudulent Ukrainian crisis. Look it up. If you can't find it, why, let us know. We'll get you a copy. But it concludes with, this is war. And the war is coming. How soon? I do not know. But begin making your preparations. And, of course, you try to get your family to make similar preparations. The world, as we know it, we're never going to see it again. I wish it weren't so, but unfortunately, we're fighting a spiritual battle on a political battlefield, but there really are powerful spiritual forces at work on one side, truly demonic forces, and then, of course, I believe God does have a plan, and how he is going to deal with America. All I can say is America has turned against God, and look and see what's happened to the moral fabric of our society. And when a nation turns against God, God brings judgment on that nation, and I think that judgment is coming very, very soon. Well, we do hope if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help us financially, and quite frankly, we do need your help because we have to maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can, of course, listen to our DVD, our radio programs there, live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. You can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, and then, of course, we have so many other things posted up there. You want to get our population control agenda monograph. Population control agenda monograph, get our material on the Georgia Guidestones, which, of course, will give you insight into this demonic secret society that has erected this monument in Elberton, Georgia. And the reason you haven't heard about it is because the media in America is rigidly controlled. And only when you can understand the media is controlled can you understand what's going on. If you haven't read the wonderful book, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, you need to get it. And you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. They are available at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can get that four CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians and the transcript that goes with it. You can get our four CD set on mind control. Cindy, we have four CD sets on the deadly assassins, where I actually interview government assassins who are paid to kill people. Both of them are dead today. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. A land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. Hi, William. How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you, Doctor?
I'm doing fine. What are we going to be talking about?
I've often referred to the system that we have here in the United States as scalable totalitarianism. But of course, scalable refers to a function that you can find in the world of computers, where something that is small can be enlarged according to the needs of the programmer. And there have been a number of things that have happened during the last week or so that have really underscored the extent to which this country, which of course is once blessed with admittedly a perfect constitutional republic, has become a society that is best described as one groaning beneath the burden of scalable totalitarianism. The first of the disclosures that I think is very important comes by way of this new media outfit called The Intercept, which is, of course, Glenn Greenwald's outfit. A number of other people, very talented investigative journalists, have gotten involved in this. Most of them are left-leaning in their politics, but pretty much consistent with respect to their commitment to the Bill of Rights. And this tremendously useful and utterly terrifying article is titled The Secret Government Rulebook for Labeling You a Terrorist.
Now, what is that again? The Secret Government Rulebook?
For labeling you a terrorist.
Right.
What happened is that Glenn Greenwald and a couple of other people, Jeremy Scahill among them, obtained a 166-page memorandum entitled The March 2013 Watchlisting Guide. And as far as I can tell, on the basis of what was reported in this very in-depth article, that document describes in broad outline what has been called the disposition matrix, and that's a system for obtaining, collating raw intelligence, and then using it to categorize people in terms of their supposed likelihood of adhering to groups that are identified as terrorists or their tropism toward activity that would be considered terroristic. And the way that they define terrorism is, as one would imagine, deliberately vague. People who have totalitarian aspirations want laws to be vague and general in nature and difficult to comply with. They want to make sure that we live in a state of constant insecurity with respect to the legal environment, and they want to be able to use the vagaries of the law, the vagueness of the law, in order to criminalize activities that are innocuous. And what Mr. Scahill and Ryan Devereaux from The Intercept write is that the Obama administration quietly approved a substantial expansion of the terrorist watch list system, authorizing a secret process that requires neither concrete facts nor irrefutable evidence to designate an American or foreigner as a terrorist, according to a key document. The March 2013 watch listing guide, the 166-page document issued last year by the National Counterterrorism Center, spells out the government's secret rules for putting individuals on its main terrorist database, as well as the no-fly list and the selectee list, which triggers enhanced screening at airports and border crossings. The new guidelines allow individuals to be designated as representatives of terror organizations without any evidence they are actually connected to such organizations. And it gives a single White House official, and that, of course, would be the fellow who has taken over now the role that was played by John Brennan. He's the keeper of the kill list that the individual I'm referring to. I think a White House official has the unilateral authority to place entire categories of people the government is tracking onto the no-fly and selectee list. So this is, if you will, as close as we've come yet to identifying the criteria used by the secretive committee that determines that people are going to be subject to extraordinary rendition or summary execution. And it's almost impossible to avoid the type of scrutiny that would wind up putting somebody on the list.
Well, William, we're going to a break here. I'm going to ask, if you'll hang up, I'm going to ask my producer to call you back. Let's see if we can get a little bit better line. It's not bad, but I hope we can get a better one. Okay, talk to William in just a moment here. And ladies and gentlemen,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and William is simply talking about this. The watch list that we have, and then the suspected watch list, so you could speak. They have not only a watch list for terrorists, but they have a watch list for people they suspect may become terrorists, and they believe they can actually determine what people are going to do simply by watching them. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is all phony. The whole war on terrorism is phony. The whole world terrorist movement is being funded today by our own government. Who's funding the ISI group that is over there fighting in Syria and has actually taken a significant part of Iraq? Why we are funding that? Go over the internet. You can check these things out. And basically, the United States has trained these terrorists. And we're funding the terrorists there who are killing the Christians in Syria. Nobody seems to care here. But, of course, they use this threat of terrorism to justify setting up a police state here where they're monitoring certainly all of our telephone calls. They're watching what we do. They're keeping track of everything we say on the internet and recording our internet communications. Go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. And the conceit here is that, first of all, they can be omniscient, meaning they can know everything, and that their omniscience extends to a gift of seership into the future on the basis of this information that they collect. They supposedly have the competence to decide at what point somebody is supposedly radical inclination would give birth to actual terrorist acts. On the basis of the suspected tendency toward terrorism sometime in the unspecified future, these people can be placed on watch lists or otherwise come under malign scrutiny by the government and see their liberties restricted because of something they may do in the future. And this reminds me of the premise of this dystopian movie Minority Report. It was directed by Steven Spielberg on the basis of a story written by Philip K. Dick. Philip K. Dick was one of, I think, the most valuable prognosticators in his own right of the future based on trends that he saw. And he belongs, I believe, on that short shelf alongside other prophets of dystopia such as Orwell and Huxley and a few others of that sort. Maybe Ayn Rand belongs there as well. But in his story, at some indefinite time in the future, the government would employ a group of telepaths or psychics called precogs for precognition, foreknowledge. And on the basis of their visions of the future, people could be arrested in the present for crimes that they would commit in the future. So it's, if you will, justice delivered in the subjunctive mood, if this, then that. And the assumption is that on the basis of these insights that have to do with things yet to happen, the government can preempt crime, preemptive policing. It's basically the same conceit we're talking about here. And although, to the best of my knowledge, DARPA hasn't yet devised or hired telepaths or people with the gift of foreknowledge, who knows what they actually are doing at DARPA? That's one of the dimmest and most ominous and portentous branches of the military-industrial intelligence complex. But the assumption here is that on the basis of what they call patterns of life analysis or associations rooted in kinship or affinity, people have devised patterns of behavior that can justify the federal government not only monitoring them, but in some sense imposing upon their liberty if their names are inscribed upon any of these various watch lists. The document's definition of terrorist activity continues in the story. Includes actions that fall far short of bombing or hijacking, in addition to expected crimes such as assassination or hostage taking. The guidelines also define destruction of government property and damaging computers used by financial institutions as activities meriting placement on a list. Of course, those are crimes, they're not necessarily terrorism. They also define as terrorism any act that is dangerous to property and intended to influence government policy through intimidation. Now, it's a rather indigestibly rich idea that we can somehow intimidate government. But what happens is that if you're involved in a mass protest that poses some unspecified and unquantified threat of potential damage to property, then you can be considered somebody who's either a terrorist or a potential terrorist. For instance, if we have a march on the mall in Washington, D.C. on behalf of the right to keep and bear arms, and we assemble several hundred thousand people on the mall in D.C., there's a possibility that some damage will be done either to private property or that property which is called public property that's supposedly owned by the government. That type of an activity, and also given the nature of the demands being made, having to do with the assertion of individual liberty in the face of the government, all this would be seen as an attempt to influence government through intimidation. And people who participate in activism of that sort would be considered potential terrorists. This combination, the broad definition of what constitutes terrorism and a low threshold for designating someone as a terrorist, opens the way to ensnaring innocent people in secret government dragnet, continues this article from The Intercept. It can also be counterproductive when resources are devoted to tracking people who are not genuine risks to national security. The actual threat gets fewer resources and might go unnoticed. Now, this puts me in mind of something that happened a few days ago on the Brooklyn Bridge, when people woke up in the morning and saw the two flags that had been draped from two different towers of the Brooklyn Bridge had been replaced with pale, bleached-out white flags, apparently U.S. flags that have been treated with some chemical in order to denature them and have the colors effaced from them. This happened in the middle of the night on a very conspicuous, iconic landmark in the most security-intensive city in the entire world. This is the landmark that is kept under constant video surveillance by cameras that not only capture images but are connected to facial recognition software and databases that draw upon the information we're describing here. Both ends of the bridge are guarded by police in multi-layered deployment, and yet a handful of people who apparently were between the late teens and early 20s, one of whom was carrying a skateboard, were able to bypass the security and then perform some fairly impressive feats of gymnastics and improvisational construction and haul down these flags and replace them and then get away without ever being detected adequately, let alone being intercepted or detected by the police. That's a really good illustration of what you say, Dr. Stan, about the consummate phoniness of the war on terror, because the United States government has invested countless, literally billions of dollars in and around New York City, given what happened on September 11th, most likely with the connivance, at very least, of the federal government. And you're talking about an environment that is hyper-conscious about security and very conspicuously takes pride in the extent to which they can deploy people very quickly to preempt, supposedly, or to respond to terrorism. But you had people essentially counting coup on the Berlin Bridge, on the Brooklyn Bridge, rather. A little bit of a Freudian slip there, Berlin Wall, Brooklyn Bridge. You had these people who were apparently skate punks replace these two flags, and as far as I can tell, nobody has any idea who these people are. And, of course, the following morning, by way of dramatic overcompensation, you had every department of the federal government and every law enforcement agency in New York deploy en masse, long after the act had been consummated, long after the flags had been hoisted and the people had gotten away. Suddenly they locked down everything very tight, and they're swatting around SWAT outfits and otherwise trying to look fearsome. But the point is, this is essentially the same government that's collecting all this information for the supposed intention of protecting us. Now, I don't think anything was really harmed by this act of vandalism. It's a stunt, probably an act of vandalism. Not, I don't think, in any case, a dry run for a terrorist attack, because it makes no sense at all to conduct a dry run that would have the effect of heightening security. If that's the intention, I don't think that's really a probe. I don't think we're dealing here with some kind of hard foreign special forces team or some hyper-disciplined cadre from Al-Qaeda or something. I think we're dealing with a group of kids of some ambition, no little ability, and no particular moral discipline, who did something that was very useful, ironically enough, in proving the fact that this government really doesn't have a clue as to what to do to secure people, because that's not the business they're in. The business they are in is regimenting our lives, collecting as much information as possible on us, and using that information in order to make us completely subservient to the demands of whatever agency happens to acquire this information. And it's populated by people who want to make a point by making their lives miserable. It's not a question of trying to protect us. It's a question of trying to plunder us and to compel us to submit to the whims of people who consider themselves to be our rulers. And it's done primarily in terms of these high-profile busts. This is another story that was in the news this last week. There's been a report put out by Human Rights Watch talking about what I've referred to as Homeland Security Theater Operations. I've written a great deal about this subject. Matter of fact, I was working on a monograph on this subject as well, the subject of Homeland Security Theater. All these busts where the FBI has run these so-called sting operations where they've targeted socially marginalized, usually late teen, early 20-something Muslim men, either American citizens or resident aliens, and brought them into these plots to carry out bombings or other actions, sometimes here, sometimes overseas. And the way that they recruit these people into these plots is not to talk about the impudence of infidels who have not accepted the message of Muhammad, but rather to talk about the foreign policy of the United States consequences as measured in the death and destruction being rained upon innocent people overseas. And almost every single one of these high-profile terrorism plots that have been busted triumphantly by the FBI have been following the same Homeland Security script. And the purpose of this, first of all, is to serve the institutional priorities of the people who pay the FBI. There's a whole lot of money being thrown out there for counterterrorism, so obviously they have to be out busting terrorist plots, whether they exist or not. But also this has the impact of impressing upon the public mind this idea that the threat is ubiquitous. It's all-encompassing, it's unrelenting. These people are supposedly omnicompetent, and they mean to do us harm incessantly unless the government has the power to prevent these attacks, unless we surrender without cavil to the government and its supervisory protective influence in our lives. We will all, of course, perish horribly at the hands of terrorists. It's all about controlling the population rather than protecting us against violence.
And of course, the thing is that there was really a real terrorist threat. They wouldn't have to have all these contrived instances. Probably there's only been one or two major terrorist threats here in the United States going back to 9/11. But the average American has no idea.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's William Grigg. William, go right ahead, because we're talking about the terrorist movement here in America, how so much of this is contrived by our own intelligence agencies, recruiting very, very foolish Muslims, young men, attempting some sort of a attack, either domestically or foreign. And almost every single one of the so-called major terrorist cases we've we've had here has been an FBI sting. It has not been something spontaneous. Why? Because the World Terrorist Movement, in large part, has said is phony and being funded today by our own government, as it was so many, whether it be the Muslim Brotherhood, whether it be Al-Qaeda, whether it be ISI. Go right ahead.
Certainly, and it's not merely that they're funding actual terrorist groups or carrying out these orchestrated Homeland Security things, but in every encounter where a police officer who's been federalized and then radicalized against the public by the same FBI and the same influences in Washington doesn't like the attitude of the given citizen, the police officer, on account of this intricate and perfectly integrated system of information gathering, can ruin this person's life, or at least threaten to ruin this person's life. I've talked about this before. A couple of years ago, a former FBI official by the name of Tim Healey, he was the director of the Terrorist Screening Center of the FBI, told CBS how watch lists operate and how they're used by police officers. This is how he summarized it. So if you are speeding, you get pulled over, they'll query that name. And if they are encountering a known or suspected terrorist, it will pop up and say, call the Terrorist Screening Center. Now, the officer on the street knows that he may be dealing with a known or suspected terrorist. Now, that might seem all right, except for the fact that this information and these designations are, the information is all-encompassing. It's not everybody. Everybody shows up in the database. But the designation can be earned simply because you have done something that has annoyed an official. I talked about the case of Sean Nee. He's an amateur photographer from Los Angeles. He was accosted by sheriff's deputies in Los Angeles a couple of years ago while he was taking photos of subway turnstiles, which is a perfectly legitimate thing to do. And he'd done nothing illegal. The deputy had no business interrogating him. So the photographer simply told the officer to mind his own business. So this is what the deputy told Sean Nee. You know, I'll just submit your name to the TLO, that's the Terrorism Liaison Officer Program. Every time your driver's license gets scanned, every time you take a plane, any time you go on any type of public transit system where they link to your identification, you're going to be stopped, you will be detained, you'll be searched, you'll be on the FBI's hit list. This is what this guy was told because he didn't want to deal with a police officer who had no business asking what he was doing. That's a very American response, by the way. The perfectly legitimate response to an invasion of your privacy by a government official is mind your own business. Basically what the United States was all about. That's why we have, among other things, the Bill of Rights. That was the attitude of the Patriots, the colonial era Patriots, who rebelled against the mother country. Leave us alone. Let us mind our own affairs. Know your role. If we're going to have a government, it's going to be for the purpose of protecting our property rights. That's essentially what they said. Well, in this new system now, which is, as I mentioned, vertically integrated and all-encompassing, if you decide that you don't want to play the docile, cringing haylot when your uniform better accosts, then the latter has the ability to submit your name into the system described in this article by The Intercept. And as a result, not only you, but everybody you love, everybody who's related to you, all of your close associates, your business associates, your colleagues, the people with whom you worship, people who are with you in fraternal societies, people who are, share your enthusiasm for everything, anybody who's come into contact with you can be affected by this. It's type, really, of low-grade collective punishment. The only reason why it's low-grade right now is because this has not yet matured into the effulgent nastiness that's implicit in its genetics. As soon as this system is fully operational, and I really think that it's in operation right now, albeit at a very low year, as soon as it ramps up, this has the potential to be something that would have led to the envy of Joseph Stalin and Felix Dzerzhinsky. I mean, these are the people who wanted, lusted after the ability to know everything that was knowable and have it at their immediate access, their beck and call. The only reason why I suspect the body count of the Soviet Union was 60 million rather than a couple of hundred million was because they were technically limited in terms of what they could do. Well, we don't necessarily have the same type of high-intensity, outright totalitarian attitude on the part of our rulers right now, but the technology they have is certainly totalitarian. There's certain totalitarian in it. Inclinations to this premises. So it's just a question of how far they want to push it and how far we'll let them get away with it. But the technology is there and the ambition is commensurate with the technology. And if this isn't stopped or reversed right away, we're likely to see the United States become the type of society that people like Philip K. Dick and other prophets of the dystopia you had imagined many decades ago. I really fear that that's the prospect that lies right ahead of us.
And I share your fears, William. We'll be back in a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is William Grigg, and we're certainly talking about the unfortunate situation where increasingly government is watching and monitoring American citizens, all in the name of protecting us from terrorism. And yet, of course, as we pointed out, certainly the world terrorist movement is being funded largely from Washington, D.C. Suddenly, all these so-called major terrorist threats to America and threatens to terrorist threats in the United States, almost every one of them has been conceived by our own intelligence agencies, a case of frank entrapment. But, of course, nobody wants to talk about that. And who is funding ISI, the Muslim Brotherhood, suddenly the al-Qaeda forces, the terrorist forces in Syria? Why are the United States, see, intelligence agencies are, but it's so difficult for the average American to understand that we have created the best enemy money could buy. We should not be any more than if we go back and look at what happened during the Vietnam War. Or, of course, suddenly all during the Vietnam War, we were funding the Russians, we were funding the North Vietnamese, we were funding the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. We could have ended the war at any time. I was personally told by four-star Marine General Lewis Walt, suddenly, and by Ambassador William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, that we could end the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. They were never allowed to do that. We were never allowed to win. They wanted the war so they could bring in the Great Society, and it's just as they want this terrorist attack today, and I think that there are going to be some terrible complications and results from the so-called war on terrorism, because it has nothing to do with protecting America. It has to do with altering our structure of government. Go right ahead, William.
One of the things you pointed out in the connection, Dr. Stan, is that if we were facing a real threat of terrorism in any way commensurate with the rhetoric about the supposed threat, there would have been movement to shut down the border, the country would have been locked down, and that we wouldn't be dealing with business as usual. If after September 11th, one of George W. Bush's past priorities was to tell people to get out and fly and travel and spend money. Sort of counterintuitive, we're dealing with the type of existential threat that he invoked on other occasions. So right now we have a situation at the border where you have people being brought into the country and then ferried around from various points in Texas, California, and elsewhere. All throughout the country, these people are basically being shipped and warehoused for reasons that have not been fully disclosed but are obvious in terms of the demographic political desires of people, particularly in their Democratic Party. It's bipartisan in this respect. They're Republicans, harbor similar aspirations toward changing the political composition of this country and importing people and cynically using them for that purpose. So on the southern border, that's what's going on. But there are two stories from this last week that illustrate that the northern border acts in a different way. The northern border with Canada, or the northern border going out of Canada into Alaska. I don't know if you were discussing earlier this week the story of the Boy Scout troop in Des Moines, Iowa, that was traveling to Alaska within the last couple of weeks. And they report that they were detained after one of the scouts photographed a border guard. And so the guard confiscated the young man's camera and threatened to arrest him, claiming that he faced a 10-year prison stint and a $10,000 fine. And then the agents demanded to search the vehicle that was carrying the scout troop. And as one of the scouts moved to comply, according to his account of what happened, one of the agents drew a pistol and pointed at the teenager's head. They were detained for about 4 hours before being allowed to travel north. And actually, I believe they were coming home from their trip to Alaska when this happened. In any case, they were crossing a border from Canada into the United States. And the way that the troop leaders described this, they said this was a civics lesson. And the civics lesson, of course, I contend, is of the Orwellian variety. It's the lesson to what we become rather than what we should be. The Customs and Border Enforcement Department, the agency in charge of the border enforcement, in any case, said that they've reviewed the video of this incident. They say that nothing happened that was outside of policy. But that formulation can mean practically anything today, just about any time a law enforcement officer, either local, state, or federal, does something that shocks the conscience of the public, we're going to be told that his actions are preemptively to be considered covered by policy unless it's so egregious that eventually something has to be done. There's a very similar story that was told by a man named Roger von Bakel, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. It was published in Reason. Our trip to Quebec was lovely, thanks. Returning to the United States, not so much. At the Jackman Maine border crossing into the United States, I get interrogated about what I have in my car, and not just the three juicy Canadian-bought clementines either. Canada-bought clementines. What is your relation to these children? Brusquely demands the young border guard who examines my two daughters' passports and my own. They do have their mother's last name, but they do look somewhat Asian. I'm white. Maybe he's curious, so I don't give him any lip. I'm their dad. Where's their mother? At home, I guess. Do you have a letter with her permission for you to travel with them? Now, that's an interesting request, to see a letter from his wife giving him permission to travel with his own daughter. I wasn't aware that I needed any such thing, I said. Are you telling me I do? He clearly doesn't appreciate even that tiny bit of pushback. Never mind. Follow me into lane one, please. We're going to have to search your vehicle. Please give me your driver's license. I handed it to him, then parked the car in the area he indicated. Now, please get out of the car and follow me inside. Now, this is called an investigative detention. This is a form of arrest, and this is done without probable cause of any kind or even reasonable suspicion. This is done because a young border guard has been given permission to do this, and he calls that permission authority. Now, not really authority, it's presumption, but they call it authority. I grab, continues the author, I grab my iPhone off the dash, hit the record button, and tell him politely, for my protection officer, I'm now recording what's happening. He stays silent. I step out of the car, and without warning, he physically attacks, that is, he wrestles the phone from my hand, twisting my arm in the process. I'm stunned. Officer, I do not give you permission to take my phone. I don't need your permission, he barks. Get inside, sit on the bench with the kid. He disappears with my phone. That's an act of burglary. Actually, forgive me, no, it's an act of robbery. Burglary can happen subtly. This is theft by force. So, that's aggravated assault, given the fact that this man was armed, there's a weapons enhancement. It's done under color of authority, that's another enhancement. And it's an act of robbery. So you're dealing here with at least four felonies that are committed by this border guard simply because he feels that he's been authorized to do so. Inside the building, I ultimately get a lecture from two other Border Patrol officers, friendlier but not by much, about why recording is not allowed. If you upload it and share it in any way, people are going to know what kinds of questions we ask, one of them said. That makes no sense, I say. As a journalist, I can tell the world in writing what questions you ask. In the U.S., anyone has that right. That's certainly not against the law. What's the difference between that and recording the conversation? A moment's hesitation. Officer safety and security. Now, that's the constant refrain of the totalitarian. Officer safety being placed above all considerations, and of course security is used to shout down any objections that people have regarding abuse of rights. This is the mindset, quite frankly, of an East German border guard, and this is something which is being done at the borders of the United States. He continued, I consider it might be fun to turn the tables for a moment and use the argument that typical surveillance is easiest against them. If you behave professionally, I believe you have nothing to worry about, and I don't see why being recorded should faze you. Officer safety strikes me as nonsense. They're all wearing name tags. I could identify them in writing in public, and that would be an intolerable affront against safety and security. Why would a voice recording be any different? Now, to my surprise, my oldest daughter pipes up in her sweetest voice. She's 11. Why are you telling my dad this? I stare at her, wondering if for her own good I should tell her to zip it. The answer from one of the guards is unexpected. Because. What in the world? Who's the child here? My daughter doesn't hesitate. In a soft but clear voice, she tells the two uniformed men, because is not a reason. I am suddenly swelling with pride, but take it easy, kid. I think this is not your fight. I gesture to her that it's all right. She sits back down on the bench. Then I fill out a customs declaration as requested and am resigned to letting my car get searched for no reason that I'm aware of, unless it is that 10 minutes earlier I hadn't smiled ingratiatingly enough. But the guys now have other plans. We'll need you to delete from your phone what you just recorded. I think about it. Is this leverage, maybe? If I do, are we free to go, I ask. Surprisingly, the answer is yes. They retrieve my phone. I take a chance and delete the recording while one of the officers watches closely. I figure that if I ever need to retrieve the footage, I'll find a software expert who knows how. To his credit, the officer wasn't lying. I promptly get our passports and my driver's license back. Welcome home, he says, perhaps brightening at the prospect that I will soon be out of his life. The feeling is mutual. My daughters and I roll away in our unsearched car, having ultimately posed no greater threat to the United States than the unthinking importation of three clementines, contraband the Border Patrol professionals have bravely confiscated and discarded. I'm sure they'll rest easy tonight, so can you. That's not at all unlike any one of several dozens or scores of cases of this sort that have happened that I've read. I've read accounts of this kind on many occasions of people coming into the United States and being treated at the border with the same type of imperious, contemptuous, brusque hostility that used to be directed at visitors East Germany or people leaving East Germany once they'd gone there to visit. Matter of fact, I think you'd get that same treatment if you were to cross into North Korea out of South Korea, although heaven only knows why you'd want to visit North Korea. But this is the sort of thing that is so utterly foreign to any colorable notion of what it means to be a constitutional republic. It really beggars the imagination to think that, say, 15 years ago or so, people would have believed that this would have become routine, but it is routine. It happens at the border of the United States, and it happens within the interior. There are suspicionless roadblocks that are set up as far as, I think, 100 miles inland from the United States border and in any direction. Of course, this is a country that is, after a fashion, an island. We have, of course, the two major oceans. Then we have a border on the north and south, very extensive border of two very large countries. And customs enforcement, border enforcement checkpoints set up as far north as 100 miles inland from Mexico and as far south as 100 miles inland from Canada. And within this territory that encompasses, I think, a large plurality of the American population, the Bill of Rights is said to be a writ that doesn't run because of this supposed necessity for heightened security in order to secure the border against terrorist threats that, as you point out, Dr. Sand, is almost entirely confected. And when they're not working overseas to harass the Islamic masses or to mobilize the worst elements in movements such as ISIS and Al-Qaeda and so forth, within the borders of the United States, they're always recruiting tests and provocateurs and carrying out operations of the sort that we discussed a few minutes ago against the Muslims, but it's not stopping the Muslims. You and I have both talked on many occasions about the way the COINTELPRO operated, and it targeted groups of all persuasions and all perspectives that were seen as incompatible with the existing political establishment. We're not talking necessarily about merely hardcore subversive groups. There were plenty who met the criteria for COINTELPRO surveillance. There were groups like the various Klan organizations and the American Nazi Party, who was run by, of course, George Lincoln Rockwell, who was on the payroll of the federal government, and the Black Panthers, the American Indian Movement, groups of that sort. But pretty much anybody who had embraced and was championing a perspective on politics that was a field of the venerable bipartisan consensus, which meant, of course, that we have an interventionist foreign policy abroad and the welfare state here at home. We had groups like the John Birch Society being targeted by COINTELPRO, and there were informants and provocateurs that were seeded into that organization in the 1960s, for all I know that continues today. You have groups that were as anodyne as the PTA that embraced the perspective. The PTA, not an organization I particularly care for, but I mean, you had civic groups that were no more subversive on the face than the PTA, who were championing limited government conservatism, the Eagle Forum being a really good example of that sort of. The Eagle Forum is sort of like a conservative traditionalist counterpart of the PTA. And just within the last 5 or 6 years, of course, the quasi-private watchdog organizations, such as the so-called Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and many other groups of that kidney, have been working feverishly with the FBI to compile a composite profile of the so-called sovereign citizen movement. The sovereign citizen can be anybody who invokes the Constitution. We're told that the so-called sovereign citizen movement is the big terrorist threat to the United States today. That sovereign citizens are an active threat to law enforcement. Anytime there's a shooting involving somebody who's disgruntled for one reason or another with law enforcement, the first thing we're told is it must be one of these sovereign citizens. It doesn't matter whether or not this person is particularly ideological, or if he has a grievance that has nothing to do with politics. This is still being pushed as the idea that people who claim to be sovereign individuals, that is, if they rule by law, these people are to be looked upon as an inchoate terrorist threat that's at least as threatening as Al-Qaeda.
Well, before we go on, William, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your books, how they can get to your PayPal button, and certainly how they can listen to your radio program.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still the ProLibertate blog. Just go to Google and type in William N. Grigg, and ProLibertate should be the first return. If you type ProLibertate and Grigg, that will definitely take you right to my website. The direct address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And I publish once or twice a week. Usually the essays are between 1,800 and 3,000 words. I published a very long essay last week that was unusually large, and then I compensated by publishing an essay that was a little bit shorter than that. And I tend to aspire, in any case, to produce what I call journalism of first instance. I'm not merely commenting what I find in the news. I'm trying to go out and actually get under the skin of some of these stories, show people, if you will, the skeleton, the skull beneath the skin of what's happening in our political life and our culture. And my lens for viewing and assessing all these developments is the golden rule. I believe that's the ultimate, absolute, all-encompassing moral law. It applies to everybody in all circumstances. There's a PayPal button located at the right-hand margin of the page and at the bottom of every essay. There's also a button for those who are part of the Bitcoin system. And I really do appreciate any help that we can receive. This is my primary means of supporting not only what I do by way of my vocation, but also supporting my family. My radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It comes on every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time on the Liberty News Radio Network, which is accessible online at libertyroundtable.com. You go to libertyroundtable.com, look in the upper right-hand quadrant of the page. There's a Listen Live Now button, and you can listen to the streaming version of that broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific. I also write for lewrockwell.com. That's L-E-W, and then Rockwell is Norman Rockwell. He republishes a lot of my material from Pro Libertatia, and I also contribute to the blog there. And I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter. And I have a YouTube channel called the Freedom Zealot Channel, and I use that to rebroadcast a lot of material that I put out in my radio program and my podcast. And there are links to archived versions of my radio broadcast, my daily Liberty Minute radio commentary at FreeLibertate as well, at freedominarchive.blogspot.com.
And, of course, William writes the Radio Liberty newsletter, for which we really appreciate. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you, because quite frankly, we need your support so we can maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring people the information they're not going to get elsewhere. And we're certainly on AM and FM and shortwave stations and on the internet. And certainly, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to become part of our effort to educate the public. And all you have to do is give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or certainly, if you'd like to get a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. And we have all sorts of CD sets and certainly DVDs and videos, things that basically will help you to better understand what is going on in the world today. And of course, anything that I have produced, you have our permission to duplicate and get out, because primarily we want to reach as many people as we can in the time that is allotted to us. As those of you who heard the first hour of this program know that I am deeply concerned that for some crazy reason, there are people in Washington, D.C. who want a war with Russia. And the legislation has been passed, or at least introduced, by 22 United States senators. The call is beginning to mobilize Europe, suddenly against the Soviet, against Russia, to actually start building a series of anti-ballistic missile systems along the Polish-Russian border, and to encourage popular uprisings in Russia. And of course, basically, if you read the recent article, it just came out today by Paul Craig Roberts, former Secretary of the Treasury, Undersecretary of the Treasury, and he simply points out in this article, Washington orchestrates the fraudulent crisis in Ukraine. This means war. That was his words, and the article concludes with the idea that certainly we are moving towards a war with Russia. Now, I hope he's entirely wrong, because who in their right mind today would want a war? We're living in a nuclear world, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, we do not know when you start a war. You never know how it's going to end. But I will tell you certainly that we see tremendous instability in the Middle East, and certainly whether it be Syria, whether it be Iraq, whether it be Gaza, suddenly, and of course, what's going on in the Ukraine as well. We need your help to reach as many people as we can. Can we change what the plan is? No, there's a small group of people who run America. They are not answerable to you or I. They're people of great wealth. They tie into the central banks, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is why we have our troop station in 130 nations. We have between 800 and 1,000 suddenly foreign bases, but they're not there to defend America. They're to control countries throughout the world. And basically, of course, that's what it's really all about. The central banks of the world, working through the Bank for International Settlements, they meet every 2 weeks and basically plan what's going to happen in the world. Their meetings are secret. You never will know what's going on. But this small number of people with great wealth, who control great wealth, are using the financial system to bring about this one world government and to enslave all of mankind. Could this really be going on? Absolutely. If you don't believe it, read what Professor Quigley has written. If you want to get the exact quotation, give us a call at 1-800-544. We'll get you the information. But we ask you, of course, to pray for America. If you can't afford to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. from the mouth.